This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was John Gruden talking with the Barstool guys. He is now a Barstool employee, which was, I had no idea that that was on the table. I kind of forgot about Gruden. I saw him making like YouTube videos or something. It was like these weird scouting videos where he's sitting there in the dark. It was like ASMR. He's like, here's what we're doing.
He would go crazy, though. That's why I could almost see the Barstool thing, because he was like so bombastic.
Yeah, I mean, he always has kind of been like that. Even when he was coaching, he's had a media career. Obviously, he got canceled after those emails came out, and they were bad emails, obviously. I guess people decided he served his time and is now back in the conversation. He had a lot of nice things there to say about Drake May. Basically calling him the best quarterback in the class, saying he'd take him over Daniels, over Williams, etc. And I think that he's definitely got a lot of potential and he looks good, but Jaden Daniels, that was his first not great game of the whole season, basically. Like, he's been awesome this year. There's a reason he's an MVP candidate. I still think you and Gruden and other people, mostly around here, he's one of the first national guys I hear doing this, but sort of ranking him ahead of Daniels, I still am hesitant, if not flat out refusing to do something like that.
Five star.
He's a horse. Ride that horse to victory. Save a horse, ride Drake May.
I will be honest. Right now, it's a stretch to put Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's a stretch to project him ahead of Jaden Daniels. You can like the makeup, you can like the talent, the body type. There are some things I think you can talk yourself into as to why he could be better than Jaden Daniels, or just, you know, he's getting a late start, and by the time he catches up in terms of experience, or, and I know it's only, you know, a quarter of a season, but whatever, catching up like that, or catches up in terms of give him a receiver as good as Terry McLaurin or whatever, that you can make that argument. It is a little premature to say he's better right now. I also wonder, and I don't know this because I, like you, have seen some of those videos. I haven't really actually watched them or followed what John Gruden's been doing or saying. I don't know what he
thought. I've seen clips of him. I haven't watched the whole thing. Like, I was never a huge, huge fan of his. But, like, you know, listen, the second act, we'll see what he does.
Has he had strong opinions previously about Drake May? Like, did he do pre-draft stuff on Drake May? I don't know where he came from. I will say, a guy like me that likes Drake May and has confidence in my own takes and views of things, it's hard not to get more emboldened when you hear Dan Orlovsky flip and come to your side and go over the top, over the moon, and giddy, and then John Gruden, five star, he's a horse. Mm-hmm. Like, this, these are, one's an NFL quarterback, one's a guy who made his career coaching quarterbacks and offensive playmakers and all of that. These are expert witnesses, Super Bowl winners. These are, you know, even Chase Daniel. These are guys that when they gush about him, it makes me feel better about my gushing about him, whether Mike Giardi likes it or not, because gosh darn it, Drake May looks pretty damn good right now, and it looks like he's going in a special direction.
Yes, he does. CBS Sports ranked all quarterbacks in the league right now, all the starters. That includes guys who are, you know, filling in like Cooper Rush and et cetera. Cooper Rush, by the way, 32 out of 32. Drake May clocks in at 22nd. That puts him ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Hey, how about that? That was your big, big hot take before.
Where'd you
the,
hear that first?
Before the second Jets
game. We didn't have to wait for all this crap to happen. I said that like a month and a half ago,
it's
and
true.
You mocked me.
I did.
So I want an apology right now.
I'm not going to apologize. Who says I agree with CBS?
You were wrong.
Either way, Rodgers he's ahead of. He's ahead of Jameis Winston, Will Levis. This is in order. Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Mac Jones, Danny Dimes, and Cooper Rush. He's just behind Bo Nix, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Tua, and Matthew Stafford are the five names ahead of him there. So with that in mind, let's do this exercise again where we go around the league. We'll go to every team, and you tell me if that team would, if you were that team, would you rather have Drake May than the quarterback that they have starting for him right now? Now, let's we'll make exceptions here for injuries and things like that, but you know, yep. you get the gist. We'll start right in the AFC East. Buffalo, yes or no?
No.
No on Buffalo.
Yeah,
okay.
What? I'm saying no if that team doesn't want Drake May, right?
Right, they don't want Drake May, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Do the Miami Dolphins, would they take May over Tua?
Yes.
You think yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Strong yes.
I would go no there, but okay. Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Okay, I'd agree with you there. So we disagree on Tua, we agree on Allen, we agree on Rodgers. Baltimore.
No.
No. Cincinnati.
No.
Agreed, no. Okay, so that's how many no's here? The no's are up to 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see, Cleveland and Jameis Winston. Or
absolutely. Yes.
Thompson Robinson. Bailey Zappi is on that team now on the active roster.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes. Okay, so there's five yeses. Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Okay. C.J. Stroud, Houston.
No.
No, I'm a no there, too. Anthony Richardson with the Colts.
Yes.
I'd agree with that. The Jacksonville Jaguars hybrid situation of Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yeah.
I'm sort of on the mix on that one. I'll go no just to even things out, but you're a yes there. That's eight yeses for you now, I think, so far.
Oh, yeah.
And Tennessee, Will Levis, and Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
I'm a yes there, too. All right, let's go down to the AFC West and Denver and Bo Nix.
No.
No. Okay, I'm a no there, too. Let's see, Patrick Mahomes. No.
No.
No's there. Vegas and Gardner Minshew. I'll say we're both yeses. Chargers and Justin Herbert. We're both no's. Okay. NFC East. Cooper Rush is their quarterback right now. Let's go ahead and say it's Dak. Would you
yes.
say they want him over Dak?
I'm
a yes there too, actually. Let's go with Danny Dimes in New York.
Yes.
Yep, I'm a yes there too. Jalen Hurts, Philly.
I'm going to say no, but I don't think it's I think a discussion would be had.
I agree with you there. I think that Hurts is definitely starting to fall off this year. He started through last year,
yeah.
But he still brought him to a Super Bowl recently, so I'll say no there. Jaden Daniels, I think we're both a no on Jaden Daniels. Yes?
No. Yes. I mean, no.
We're both a no on Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
If you're a no on Bo Nix, you're a no on Jaden Daniels. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. NFC North, Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Yes, too. Jared Goff.
No.
I'm also a no. Jordan Love.
No.
A no there, too. Sam Darnold, Minnesota.
Yes.
A yes there, too. All right, Kirk Cousins in the NFC South, but not just Cousins, but the Cousins-Penix combination there.
Yes.
You're a yes, okay.
Like, yeah. I think they would have taken Drake May over Michael Penix, and I think they would take Drake May long-term over Kirk Cousins, so yes.
Okay, I'm going to say that they're happy with Cousins and Penix, so I'll go no there. Carolina, Bryce Young and Andy Dalton.
Yes.
Yes there, too. Let's see, Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler in New Orleans. I'm a yes there, too. Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask in Tampa Bay.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no there just because Baker seems to have rediscovered something in his career, and he's still relatively young. Like, that's the thing about Mayfield is he's still a young quarterback in the league, or at least, you know, in his prime right now. So I'll say no on that one to even it out, but you say yes. Okay, NFC West, Kyler Murray?
No.
A no there, too. Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
You're a yes on Stafford. I'm a no on Stafford. Brock Purdy?
No.
I'm a no there, too. I've been burned too many times by that one.
That might be, I'm going to say no, but that's a discussion that I think would be had.
Okay, and Geno Smith?
Yes.
You're a yes on Smith. I'll go the other way on Smith, just to even it out here. All right, so with that in mind, all of your yeses equal 5, 10, 15, 16 teams.
Oh, I thought I had more.
Wait a minute.
5, 10.
Oh, wait, I might have double counted some of these. All right, let's say that it's let's say it's over 16. I think it's over 16 because I double counted some of these. Yeah, all right, we might be are we at 20? I'm looking at it right now with the double counts, 19 or 20. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
so 20. You're going with 20 of the teams in the league right now.
21, actually, because the Patriots are a yes.
Including the Patriots, right.
Right,
him,
so 21.
Between him and Jacoby Brissett. Sure, so there you go. 21 of the teams would take Drake May right now to be their starting quarterback.
Ooh, two-thirds of the league, baby.
And for me, it's less than that. For me, it's probably like 18, 17, maybe 16. We disagreed on some of them. So I'm still half the league, yeah. I mean, we did the exercise. Half the league, I'd say, would take Drake May, yeah.
Isn't that a telling exercise? Isn't that, I mean, I know it's making yourself feel good and sort of fluffing yourself up or whatever, but the reality is you have a quarterback now that half the league would trade spots with. And then you also have to remember, like, some of the others that wouldn't, it's because they have great quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, right off the bat, the four we talked about, remove them. Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They have elite Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And then others are really good in Herbert and Love. So it tells you just how good, right now, everybody feels about Drake May.
Yeah.
That's inside, that's outside, like comparisons. It's a funny spot to be in, isn't it? Like, just,
it is,
because
it's not elite.
Ago.
It's not elite. You're not up there in the top five anything, but you are in the top half, right? I mean, top half is, as a rookie, only four starts. That's a pretty good place to be.
And trending in the right direction and feel good. And this changes
some of
in
it's
all
also,
of
though, I mean, like, some of it, Andy, is also what the unknown and what we think it's going to be. He hasn't actually shown that he's a top quarterback yet, but we believe in his potential.
And that's what I get into, like, these short little recency bias things, like Trey Young. You know, you said you think the Hawks are better without Trae Young. Like, it wasn't long ago Trae Young was just this rising star phenomenon, right? Or Ja Morant, or any of these guys that are sort of the flavor of the month in any sport. And it takes a while to step back and see, well, does that actually continue for a year or 2 years or 3 years? Like, we could be having a very different conversation 6 months from now, a year and a half from now, whatever. But for the here and now, this is where, if you're a Patriots fan, put your, this is Optimistic Andy talking, you don't have to acknowledge this, Arcan, but
okay,
Optimistic Andy talk. This is where you can put your focus, right, if you want to be optimistic. Because if you look at a lot of other stuff, that's where Optimistic Andy has to leave the conversation. Mm-hmm. Elliot Wolf, and are you going to actually be able to get a tackle? Are you going to be able to actually get a number one wide receiver? I have a lot of doubts about all of that. But if you want to be positive, just keep watching and thinking about Drake May all the time.
All right, we haven't made picks here in a couple of weeks. I don't know how we forgot to do it last week, but somehow we did. We will make some picks this week because Andy's got to go. Andy's very busy. He's got a lot of things to do here.
I got a big high school football game
very,
to get to tonight.
Very
this is a
important
big deal.
Stuff. Yes,
I'm
it is.
I'm not going to allow you to mock it. We are in the state playoffs. This is a big night for there's. I don't
and you
know,
must be getting
56.
Paid. You must be getting paid a lot of money to be there.
You're damn right. I'm paying a lot of money to get. You know what a high school football ticket costs to go to one of these playoff games?
I actually have no clue. What is it?
I'd like to know. Yeah.
Yeah. What is?
What do you think it is? What, like? What do you think?
I'm
going to
say $15.
I was going to say $25.
Oh wow! So it's much less than both of you. $11.50.
$11.
You like that, huh?
Wow.
Who are they playing?
I like that. Mansfield.
Ooh, Mansfield.
Dartmouth at Mansfield.
All right.
Going on the road to continue the road to the Super Bowl. It ends at Gillette, baby.
All right.
Mansfield got a squad.
Well,
oh, shut up. You don't know that. Don't try to make me nervous.
I don't know. I don't know anything about either of these teams except that one team has Andy's kid on it. That's basically the only thing that I know. 617-779-7937. We'll make some picks for week.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
12 right after this. What year was that game? Was that 2022? It wasn't last year, was it? It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. It was not last year, right. I think it was the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. It was the Bills. It was the Chiefs. That's a game in the 4 o'clock window this week. Is that the Brady game this week?
I don't know.
It's at 425. I don't think so. I think it's probably a CBS game, so it won't be
yeah.
Brady.
It makes me mad because...
Unfortunately.
I missed those damn games doing the damn Plus game show.
I know.
Was 21. Is that what we said?
Yeah, 2021. 20, all right, so yeah. It was 3 years ago that they had that crazy back-and-forth game. It's the Bills and the Chiefs. That's the marquee game of the weekend. The Patriots taking on the L.A. Rams. And in general, we got a pretty nice slate of games here, which we will get back to. We neglected it last week. I'm not sure how this happened, Andy, but we completely forgot to do picks last week.
I blame Host One, because Host One does the rundown and Host One drives the ship. And
yeah.
Host One.
Well, you didn't remember it either, Host Two. So don't put it all on me.
That's why I'm Host Two.
Well, you could have been like,
"Hey, those things, I'd be Host One."
Hey, Host One, you forgot the. You know, you could help me out a little bit. You could contribute
did say
something
yesterday.
Here
and there. I said yesterday.
Yesterday, you did. Yes, I'm talking about last week when we forgot about it. Anyway, without any further ado, Jacob is here, and that means it's time to make some picks.
All right, first
Wait a minute. Why didn't Jacob tell us?
That's a good point. Yeah, Jacob
was not here last week.
Jacob was not here last week.
Big Mike.
Yeah, we had Big Mike, so it was all discombobulated.
Oh, so Big Mike's fault.
Yeah, that works for me. It was Big Mike's fault. What the hell, Big Mike?
Screw you.
All right, what do we got, Jacob?
All right, first up, we have one of the biggest spreads of the week. Jacksonville Jaguars at Detroit Lions. The Lions are favored by 13.5.
Yeah, I'll lay those points. I'm happy to take the Lions. The Jags are done. Doug Peterson is done. He and Monty are in the same watch phase right now, just waiting for them to take their office keys away or entrance card. The Lions are the real deal. I really believe that.
Yeah, I'd love to disagree with you. I'd love to take Mac to get within two scores.
Would you really?
I actually would. I would like to take Mac. I kind of like Mac. I'm on Mac Island still. But anyway, I'm going with the Detroit Lions. I just think he got screwed over. That's all. I think that he got screwed and that it ruined them. And it may have contributed in some way to it. But I feel like he gets all the hate for it. And in large part, I think it was Belichick's fault. Anyway,
dink.
Fine. He probably is. But I still think he got screwed over here. Anyway, all right. We both like Detroit. What else, Jacob?
All right, here we go. A battle of the suck. The Cleveland Browns are at the New Orleans Saints and the Pope. The Saints are favored by 1.5.
I saw this as even money in some places. I like Cleveland here a lot for some reason. I don't know why. I just feel like the Saints are completely out of it. They've got really nothing to offer. Cleveland, at the very least, has some things working for it on the defensive side of the ball and in their run game. But, yeah, I can't exactly put my finger on it. I just have no faith in the Saints whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's such a small line, too.
Not going to lie to you. I'm going to take the Saints just because you took the Browns,
okay.
And I'm trying to win.
All right, there you go.
Next up, we have the Ravens at the Steelers. The Ravens are favored by 3 on the road. Home dogs, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they should be a dog. The Ravens are the better football team. I still don't totally trust the offense in Pittsburgh. I don't totally trust Najee Harris. I don't totally trust Russell Wilson. I do trust Pickens because he is ridiculous when trying to catch the football. But I do trust the Ravens. I think the Ravens are a really good football team right now that's getting better offensively. And I know that's a good Pittsburgh defense, but I don't think Pittsburgh can keep up and I think the Ravens are going to score some points.
I am going with Pittsburgh here, and it's just because it's a division game. That's the main reason. It's in Pittsburgh. It's a division. What, did we stop the music for that? Okay. It's in Pittsburgh. It's a division game. And I also agree with you. I think that Baltimore can be passed on. Now, if they keep the ball away from Russell Wilson, which I'm sure they're going to try and do, then that's going to be difficult to keep up with. But I also think that Pittsburgh run defense is no joke either. So I think this is going to be a close game. It's a small line, but I think not small enough. So give me Pittsburgh plus 3.
Next up, Green Bay Packers at Chicago Bears. Bears also home dogs. The Packers are favored by 5.5.
I mean, do we even need to do this? Seems like this almost seems too good to be true, doesn't it? This is like one of those what do they know kind of games.
Kind of makes me just want to open my app and put a little something-something on it because Yeah, what do they know? What, like, the Bears are a debacle. The Patriots just dominated them. Why are the Packers not going to dominate them?
Yeah, 5.5 is not much. And it is a division game, and it is in Chicago, and all that's true. But it's their first game with the new offensive coordinator. I don't think that was the problem there. And I think that Green Bay is just a much better coached team, more disciplined team, not in the middle of a full-on meltdown. Give me the Packers all day long.
Okay, next up, Colts at Jets. I know how much Arcan loves picking the Jets. The Jets are favored by 3.5.
This is a bad game.
Yeah, this is a very bad game. I think I'll go with the Colts. I think I'll just take the Colts here straight. I mean, 3.5, 4, they could keep it within a field goal-ish. I don't think that's out of the question, even though it's in New York, and I don't think the Colts are any good. They can run the ball. The Jets' defense, I think, sucks. I just have no faith in them at all anymore. So, yeah, give me the Colts plus 3.5, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, Colts plus 3.5. I'll take that.
There's a clip making the rounds that apparently the coaches showed the Jets' defensive players, like, this presentation on how to tackle. And Garrett Wilson kind of – not Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner kind of took offense to it. He's like, I understand why they did it, but we're professional football players. We know how to tackle. We just have to do it.
Yeah. Well, so do it then, you idiot.
Yeah. I think they're a mess, offensively, defensively. I'm going to take the Colts. I don't really have a great reason other than I think the Jets are a mess, and I just don't really want to pick the Jets.
Okay.
Seahawks at 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 6.5.
Huh. Here, you take this one.
I am going to take the 49ers. They are not clicking on all cylinders. They're not the dominant team that they should be. They are getting a little bit healthier. I don't really buy into the Seahawks. I told you early in the year when the Patriots played them, I thought they were a team that would regress along the way. So give me the 49ers to cover.
The Seahawks have lost 5 out of 6 games. That's what I was looking up there just now. They have not been playing well lately. They haven't had a ton of major injuries. They've had a few here and there. But it's not like they've been wiped out like the Rams were or anything. And they have losses to Detroit, to the Giants. They lost to the Niners already at home, and they're going to be in San Francisco. So, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I got to go San Francisco 6.5, or is it all the way up to 7 now? At 6.5, I think that's an easy one. So, yeah, give me the Niners.
All right, game of the week, the Chiefs against the Bills. This one is in Buffalo. Buffalo is favored by 2.5.
Imagine that. You got Patrick Mahomes. You've won 2 Super Bowls in a row. You're undefeated. And you're an underdog.
I know.
And you should be an underdog because you've been playing a fine line. You see that number where they play that game where what would the standings be if you flipped every 1-score game result?
Yeah.
And the Chiefs would be 2-7 at the bottom of the AFC
standings.
And the
Bengals
standings.
Would be like the best team in the league.
8-2
right?
Or something. Yeah, atop the standings. But you can't do that. They have won. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I'm going with Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen is having a pretty special season, a more special season than Patrick Mahomes, even though I do worry about Mahomes and I do worry about, you know, he's building a little something with D-Hop. I am taking the home Bills to get the job done and cover.
There is a slight money edge. The sharps are slightly on Buffalo here, -2. It's like only 3% or 4%. It's not very much, but it is there. It's statistical. It's significant in that regard. But I just can't do it. I can't go against the Chiefs in a game against the Bills. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I just, going against them this year seems like a fool's errand. If it was more points, maybe. If it was less points, it can't be less points at 2. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't go against the Chiefs. Given the Chiefs' points against Buffalo.
You think they're going to go undefeated?
I think they're going to win this game this week.
I mean, this is one of their better tests, right?
I know
the Bills are one of the better teams in football.
I agree.
Beat the Ravens. That was the opener, right? They beat the Ravens. So
yes.
If you
the
beat
Ravens
the Bills,
who Buffalo lost to, by the way. Or not Buffalo. The Ravens lost to... Buffalo lost to the Ravens is what I was trying to say.
Yes.
But either way, I think that Mahomes and the Chiefs are just in Buffalo's head, and that's all there is to it. It's the beginning and the end of it for me. Give me Kansas City.
All right, 2 more games. Next one is another close one. The Bengals visit the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 1.5.
So the Chargers are having a nice season with Jim Harbaugh.
This is the Sunday night game, right? I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a good game.
This is a good game. I'm not sure it's as good as Chiefs-Bills, but which probably
I don't think it's the Sunday night game.
It's not? Okay, never mind.
So those games are going on at the same time on 4? I would assume it's a late game if it's in...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Hmm.
Good red zone. Good late red zone window, as Scott Hansen might say.
Right, those two for games.
I love Joe Burrow. this season is weird. I think he's playing really well.
It is the Sunday night game, Jacob. What are you talking about?
My apologies.
It's definitely the Sunday night game.
It has the times underneath the games instead of on top of them.
Okay, well, no for next time.
So sorry, Andy. Go ahead. The night game. You know I love Joe Burrow. I think he's playing well. He thinks he's playing well. He's not winning as much as he obviously wants to be. T. Higgins is still battling a hamstring, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be a game-time decision. But Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, I think they're going to continue to score points. I do. And I'm not sure that Herbert and that offense can keep up. So I'm going to take the Bengals.
All right. I kind of agree with you here. I think I like the Bengals here, too. And I know they lost last week. But, man, it's hard to deny that Burrow, who's having a ridiculous season for a team with as few wins as he has. I mean, he's got 24 touchdowns or something ridiculous like that in week 11. So, yeah, I'd say I'd like to pick the Chargers here just to create some more distance between us or, you know, maybe give you a chance to get on it. But I do think it's going to be the Bengals night at +1.5. So I'll go with them, too.
All right, last one. The Los Angeles Rams against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. The Rams are favored by 4.5 points.
Yeah, this one's already been placed in my FanDuel app. I took the Rams. I think you could tell me it was probably 7.5 points. I would still take the Rams. I think they're the better football team here. I'm not going to buy into the Giardi argument. Oh, they're coming cross country. This is a 10 a.m. game for them. Whatever. They have better receivers, better quarterback, better D-line. Actually, the quarterback's up for debate, but they have the veteran quarterback and get it done. They have a massive advantage in coaching, in my opinion. I don't care what culture you're building in New England. I think the Rams are going to roll, so that's nothing to lay 4.5.
I'm going to take the Patriots. I think that they can keep it with that. I don't know they're going to win this game, but I think they can keep it within 5 points. I think that that's realistic. And I think that we've, over the course of the season, Andy, talked about this team and their poor clock management and their giving away points at the half and sometimes at the end of games. I think they're learning from that. I think they're getting better at that. Last week was a good example. I thought they handled the end of the half against Chicago perfectly, and I'm throwing a little faith in them this week. Not necessarily to win the game, but I'll take them with the points there at 4.5.
I also think this is the best team they've played since Cincy? Week one?
Cincy? Seattle maybe?
Seattle kind of stinks now.
They do, but they have the same record, I guess. you're probably right.
This might be the best team they've played since Cincy, which is another team that doesn't have a great record.
True.
But I think talent-wise, coaching-wise, like just makeup-wise, this might be the best team they've played since opening day.
Houston?
Oh, San Francisco.
Houston and San Francisco? Yeah, we missed a couple ones there. Yeah. Although San Francisco did not exactly set the world on fire this year either. I'd say Houston definitely. San Francisco definitely, too. Yeah, I mean, they've played better teams than that. And that's the thing about the Rams is they're kind of an enigma. I know they had injuries this year and they've been banged up, but as good as they should be, they haven't really done it this year. That's kind of the thing with all of these teams in the NFC West. Anyway, there you go. Those are our picks for Week 12. In the NFL, fade them, follow them, do what you will. But that's what we think, and we'll tally up our results next week as I am way ahead
of
Andy. I had that 7-1 weekend the last time we did this. So I'd have to imagine that put some distance between us. We'll tally it all up and let you know the exact numbers here in just a bit. 617-779-7937. Andy's got to get out of here, but before he does, there is a major, major sporting event tonight, not Dartmouth-Mansfield. Although that is a big one. Later on tonight on Netflix, it's finally here. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Let's go.
The Thrilla in Dallas at AT&T Stadium. The old man in the sea. It's going to be quite a spectacle, and we'll get to it next. That was me talking about Andy Hart the other day. No, I'm just kidding. That was actually Jake Paul talking about Mike Tyson, who slapped him. Just gave him a bam right in the kisser.
Yeah, shook them too.
They were getting up there to do their little weigh-in pose thing, all that. What does Tyson weigh at this point anyway? Do we even know that? Do we get the number? They're standing up there doing their thing. Paul starts crawling up to the stage, which was a little weird. And when he jumped up on his feet, he stepped on Tyson's foot. And Tyson slapped him.
As he should have.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for slapping Jake Paul. What did you say happened? He shook him?
Shook him. Yeah, watch the replay.
Did he?
He stumbled him a little bit. He set him back.
Stumbled him?
Yeah.
He moved his head a little bit. I didn't really see much. I didn't really see him move all that much.
He had to collect himself. He was kind of swaying for a second, and then he got his wits back about him, and he talked a little crap after.
swaying a little bit.
That's what I want to see.
Okay. This is like a Rorschach test. Like, what are you? It's like butterfly. No, it's actually Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul, and he's getting dizzy and all this. Listen, I think that was a very, very good way to try and get more people interested in this fight. Have Tyson show, because that's what everyone who wants Tyson to win is all saying the same thing. They're like, Tyson, man, he may be old, but you don't lose that power. You don't lose that crazy. You don't lose that crazy stuff, you know, and now you look kind of crazy there, right? Yeah. You step on his, I'm going to get you, and he slaps him in the during the weigh-in in that little pose-off that they do, which is usually just a bunch of grab-ass, but there was actual physical confrontation. Now, do I think that Jake Paul knew it was coming? Even more so than Chris Rock knew the Will Smith slap was coming, 100%. I don't think that there was anything spontaneous or organic about that whatsoever.
Especially because he probably would have punched him, no?
Right, you would think?
You hit him with a slap.
Took his glove off. Whap.
Also, Tyson official weigh-in, 233, Jake Paul, 220.
Really? See? Tyson weighs more than Paul? Okay, I
almost
wouldn't have guessed
15
that.
Pounds on.
Would not have guessed
puncher,
that. Okay.
Power puncher, baby. That uppercut is coming. Knocking his head off. Rock'em sock'em robot style.
You guys.
Knock that beard right off his face.
You Tyson people are.
What you mean you people?
I mean you Tyson people. You people who think that Tyson's going to kill him even because he's going to go back in time and suddenly become the old Mike Tyson. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time. I remember. Do you remember when George Foreman beat Michael Moore?
Yes.
You remember that fight? Foreman was like 45 years old, and Moore won the heavyweight championship. Somehow Foreman got a fight, and Foreman was getting his ass kicked for like 7 rounds, and then like the 8th or 9th round, he just comes alive and he flattens Moore, and he's the heavyweight champ at 45 years old. And people talked about that like it was the craziest thing of all time, and it kind of was. Like, that was a crazy, crazy night in boxing. I remember that. I remember thinking that was a pretty cool night. And despite all of that, I think there is no chance that Tyson is going to beat this kid. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any chance. And I listen, as a boxer, not necessarily as a guy, but as a boxer, I loved Mike Tyson, grew up watching him just like everybody else did. I played the video game more times. I still play it today. I have this little app on my phone where I can play Mike Tyson's punch. I still play it today sometimes. I'm in a commercial break. I'm playing Mike Tyson. Like, that's 100% still the case for me. And I remember those days, and I remember them fondly, except for when I paid for that Peter McNeely pay-per-view and ended up being out $50.
Big dump in your pants.
Other than that, I'm sorry. I think you guys remember Tyson and you want to go back to those days because they were like fun days in your life.
Yep.
But those days are over, and those days are over for him too. He was losing to guys like Jake Paul 20 years ago.
Die!
That's the point. Like, he was losing to middle of the road lousy boxers 20 years ago, guys.
Well, but
like, come on.
I'm not sure Jake Paul is a real boxer. He's a boxer. He's developing into a boxer, I guess. But I don't know that he lost to Jake Paul-esque people. He lost to Ham and Eggers, actual boxers who
right.
are low-level boxers.
And maybe those guys would have beat Paul if they actually fought him. Because the one actual boxer that Paul fought was Tyson Fury's brother, and Fury's brother beat him, and he's not even a good boxer. So, like, you're right. Maybe there's something to be said for that. But we're talking about a 60-year-old man here. I mean, this doesn't even feel right to me. Like, I'm gonna watch
don't
it,
exaggerate.
But I got to be honest. I don't feel good about watching this.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to regret this. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to regret the bet I made in my, my FanDuel app. I'm going to regret it even more because the odds have changed, and I thought I was getting the best odds, and they're actually. I know we have 190 on the screen. Last I checked, it was plus 2-something
really?
For Tyson. So the money is swinging in that direction.
I saw Portnoy is like putting the company on the line for Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's plus 210.
ESPN said that Tyson has moved from plus 225 to plus 175 this week.
Okay, so he's gotten more money put on him, I guess. You'd think that's bound to happen when it's ex-boxer, one of the greatest of all time, against the YouTube guy. But listen, I mean, Nate Diaz isn't some wimp. Like, he was a very good MMA fighter and a very tough guy, and Paul flattened him.
But
you know,
not a boxer.
Not a boxer, you're right.
Not a boxer.
But Mike Tyson hasn't been a boxer in a long time either, so,
but
you know.
He's still got one punch.
Does he have the endurance to go all
eight
rounds?
No, he doesn't. He does not have the endurance to go 8 rounds. He needs to win this fight early, and that's what I'm not banking on. I don't care that they're only 2-minute rounds. I don't care that the glove, like, he's going to have to knock him him out relatively early, in my opinion. If I'm going to be right and get my win and get my bet and be happy midnight or whatever the hell time this is going to end, I think it's going to have to include a knockout in the first few rounds.
Do we think that someone's taking a dive here?
Probably, because my gut tells me this is going to end in something that will lead to a rematch. That's what my gut is telling me.
You think Tyson's going to do this again?
I think he might.
He's going to fight him again. He's 75 years old.
What if Tyson...
wheeling himself out to the ring? Come on.
Yeah. What's the best way to induce a rematch in your mind? Is it Tyson looks like he wins and then Paul wins a decision? Is it... How do you get to the rematch that I've...
Well, everybody wants Tyson to win, right? No one wants Paul to win.
Right.
So Paul has to win, right? If you want there to be a rematch.
Right.
Doesn't he have to win? Like, I don't know.
So that's how I look at it. Maybe Tyson...
If Tyson wins, he's not going to be like, yeah, I'll give you a rematch. He's going to be like, I'm 60 years old. I'm not doing this
right
anymore.
Tyson's also getting a $20 million payday.
Right.
Right. They both are. Did you know that Paul's
getting 40.
Oh, I read 20. I saw 20 and 20, and then there was upside for both of them based on attendance and different things. But I also didn't realize this. Jake Paul has $60 million. Tyson has 10. How sad is that? Some dink on the internet who, whatever he is, self-created, God bless him, did great things.
Well, he wrote his brother's coattails to fame, but yes.
Right. But Mike Tyson was one of the true phenomenons of planet Earth in the sporting world for a period of time. Like, he was a global celebrity and the most feared man, right? The undisputed heavy... And he's got $10 million left. That's kind of sad.
I'm surprised he has that much left.
Yeah,
he lived
pretty frivolously.
No, I know.
Lions,
it's just sad.
Tigers and bears, oh my.
But it's just sad because somewhere along the line, you'd like to think somebody would be like, no, I'm not going to allow you to. I'm going to take $10 million and just put it in an account somewhere and you're not allowed to touch it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to tell Mike Tyson what to do with his money? That's a smart idea. Hey, Mike, listen. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you. Don't buy whatever you want to buy. Listen to me.
But
see how that goes.
I am looking forward to this, and I you're right, we may all regret it, we may all feel like suckers. The only good thing is, I continue to say, is you're not plunking down $99 or whatever for a pay-per-view. You're just saying into your little voice remote, Netflix, and it comes up on your TV, and you already paid for it.
Yep. Let's go to Tony on the Cape. He has a thought on the fight. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I think this will be the first time I probably see a Tyson fight that I could get up and go get a beer, and he's still up fighting, because I remember one fight I lost. I went distracted by something and the fight was over.
Yep. Okay? That was most of his fight. When he was young, most of his fights lasted about 40 seconds, if that.
Yep.
And then when he made his cut, he went to jail. And then when he made his comeback, the first fight was against McNeely. Then he had the Holyfield fights, which lasted longer. He got knocked out by Buster Douglas. That was basically the reason. That fight was in Japan, right? It was somewhere.
Yes.
I think it was in Tokyo.
Right.
And the only reason he lasted long enough, Buster Douglas took on the first couple rounds. And after that, Tyson didn't know what to do.
Here's my call. Decision, Paul, when they call him as a winner, the referee's going to raise his hand, but his other hand's going to be holding his ear.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. I'll never forget that night.
Crazy.
The night when he bit the ear
ever.
And
yep.
then spit it out on him. That was crazy. That was
nuts.
One of the most ridiculous things ever. You know what I just sort of realized? Like, have we heard anything from Lennox Lewis or Holyfield? I know Holyfield's kid was playing college football, but, like, have we heard from Evander Holyfield or Lewis or the Klitschko's or, you know, any of these other from that era, like the heavyweights from that era? Tyson's the only one who's making himself available, who speak. I know he had that weird interview with the kid the other day, but, like, he's the only one who's really from that era still in the public view at all. And not only did he have major issues, of course, like in his life, but these other, like, you take a lot of abuse, you know, you get hit in the head a lot. Like, maybe I'm just because I was watching that Aaron Hernandez show, but you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these guys, you don't see him, and I think the reason you don't see him is because they're not doing so hot. And
probably
meanwhile,
not.
Here's Mike Tyson, 60 years old, he's getting back in the ring. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, isn't that kind of crazy?
It is kind of crazy, but punch drunk's a thing, and I mean, I think we've learned over the years getting hit in the head in any form or fashion, especially without a helmet, is not good for you. And I actually think Tyson has been fine. I mean, I don't the stuff I listened to the Let's Go podcast. I've seen a couple interviews. I mean, especially comparing him to what he was at his, you know, in his prime, in his 20 somethings, he wasn't, you know, overly well spoken at all times. He was kind of weird, kind of moon bat-ish, off the wall type. And he still kind of is.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, we don't, And I don't even know if all these guys are even still alive, but like Larry Holmes and Riddick Bowe and
guys like that,
like Spinks, or these guys, I don't even know if they're still with it, but like you don't hear from them. I feel like
it's like wrestlers. You need to check to see if they're still around when you're wondering why you haven't heard from them. It could be a reason.
Yeah, could be. Let's go to Dave in Rhode Island. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Well, you know, I don't know if we talked about this already, but a regular sanctioned boxing match, they use 10-ounce gloves. Do we know? And have we talked about they're using 14-ounce gloves in this fight?
I did know that. Yeah, and it's only 2-minute rounds. So 2-minute rounds, 14-ounce gloves, which it's much more padding than you generally get in one of these fights, which is being done here because Mike Tyson's 60 years old. But, like, that's sort of the other idea here is that is anyone getting knocked out with 14-ounce gloves like that? That's probably, I don't know. It's going to be hard to knock out Jake Paul with 14-ounce gloves.
You catch him under the chin. You catch him with that uppercut under the chin, drive his teeth into his upper teeth, into his brain there. You can knock him out. Find a way.
Isn't the entire point of these Logan or Jake Paul boxing matches?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.